The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
You know, when you get buried, assumably your physical being is all there. And we have, in this country, got to the point that we're manufacturing all these metal coffins and padded and the whole nine yards. And yet, from a biblical standpoint, it was designed that when you get buried, pine, simple pine box, your body begins to be absorbed into the earth, and there's nothing left for the forefathers to be spinning in. But if that in fact were the case, they've been spinning for a long time. Our future has been mortgaged by our leaders who have stuck it to us and bled us dry. And it's getting worse by the day. Absolutely worse by the day. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey Bennett filling in for John tonight. And there is so much going on spiritually, emotionally, physically, politically, certainly financially. We're going to spend a good bit of time talking about some of these issues tonight. Oh, and apparently 6 police officers have been wounded in the Philadelphia shooting. I'm getting real tired of it, because I don't much care if it's the police that are getting wounded or a civilian on the street. You know, just one more little thing to keep the little, you know, red flag laws pushing along. Grab the guns. I think that if you start digging into these people that were doing the shooting, you're going to find their problems a lot more than guns. They got some major emotional issues. I mean, the drugs have just become too damn easy and rampant. It just drives people nuts. Read a piece last night that dealt with the differences in when we were young. We played outside. We played cowboys and Indians. Oh, my goodness. Pop, pop, bang, bang. We all did pretend dying, but it wasn't as vile and as foul as the crap that goes on today. Absolutely insane. We played board games, not video games that predominantly promote the murder and the mayhem that these kids are growing up with today. They don't eat real food. It's fast food or carry out or take it home or GMO. And physically, we're a horribly obese society. We're an obese people. Yeah, I remember at the age of 12, 13, coming across my buddy's dad's Playboys down in the basement, man, you know. That was clean compared to the trash you've got today. I get on Facebook and I've got, you know, 500-600 friends, whatever the case may be, but I find that some of them are posting as close to pornography as you possibly can, and I wind up just defriending them. We don't need the nonsense, but we've got a real sickness and a real health issue in this country. Physical health, spiritual health, mental health. And then we wake up this morning and the Dow tanks over 800 points today. The S&P 500 tanks by nearly 86 points today. The NASDAQ down nearly 243 points today. For some reason, the global Dow is up 2 points, you know, whoopee-doo. Oil dropped 48 cents today. Interesting, because it was up, I think, 64 cents or 67 cents yesterday. Pretty insane bunch of stuff. Oh, boy. I look at this stuff. It's simply amazing. Bonds are paying such outrageously low figures that why the hell would anybody want any? Why would anybody want to invest in a bond? To be a nice guy and loan the government some more money? Because that's in effect what you're doing. My God. If you're long on stocks, this is one of those days when you might have been tempted to pull the covers over your head and take a mental health day away from financial news. At 8:44 a.m. Eastern Time this morning, Dow futures were registering a plunge of 394 points. That's within minutes of having opened. The big Wall Street bank stocks were down 3% in pre-market trading. News was out that in the Eurozone, that the largest economy over there, Germany, had contracted by 0.1% in the second quarter. Eurostat further dampened the outlook with a report that in June of 2019, compared with May of this year, seasonally adjusted industrial production fell by 1.6% in the euro area. And the drumbeat of bad economic news continues to lead to a flight to safety in U.S. Treasuries, with a 30-year T-bond reaching an all-time low of 2.015%. You're going to tie your money up for 30 years for that? It's nothing short of remarkable that in 2008, with iconic century-old firms on Wall Street dropping like flies, that the 30-year T did not reach the low yield it reaches today. January of 2009, it traded at 2.89%. It's down to 2.29%. by 2016, and it's even lower now. It's unbelievable. These unprecedented low yields, given that the Federal Reserve secretly pumped $29 trillion into the Wall Street banks and their global counterparts during and after the '08 crash, and the U.S. government has pumped trillions of dollars more in fiscal stimulus into the economy since then. And they're all adding to the wave of concerns among investors. Investors? Huh. People, you're going to lose your assets. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a little vulgar? I think you need to wake up, folk. I think you need to wake up. The market turmoil that we're witnessing in this country today. And I shared this with the morning audience yesterday. I want you to think about something. This is, I don't even know, it's Wednesday. It's the 14th of August, I guess. Normally, almost every year, I can go on Kitco. Kitco has got the greatest historical precious metals charts out there. They've got the best, okay? I can look at gold and silver going back 100 years. I can look at it by the month. I can look at it by the year. I can compare a series of years if I want, or a decade. But in this last 20, 30 years, or whatever the case may be, we'll watch precious metals go up a little bit. maybe starting in late January, February. It's kind of weak. It's nothing really strong. And then by May, it tanks, and that's it for 7-8 months. And then it starts the routine all over again, not this year. It started to go up in May, and it ain't never stopped, and it's August. It's the guns of August, people. And if you haven't reloaded by now, it's starting to get a little late in the game, isn't it? You get the drift, the guns of August, the metals movement, reloading. Yeah, okay. Our markets are in a turmoil. They've kind of been clubbed like a baby seal, maybe. Since Powell cut the rates, and boy, what a weenie this guy is. Bonds and bullion are up 6%. Stocks are down 6%. The dollar hasn't changed too much. Chinese stocks did a little bit of catch-up yesterday, you know, with the U.S. stocks after the hope-filled tariff delay comments. European stocks were dumped today. It's unreal. Now look at some of the other things going on around the world. The Austrian bond. Gone up, but it's gone down. And it's just, the whole thing's nuts. And I'm convinced that it's all designed to confuse everybody. Oh, Harry, don't worry. No, thank you. Not first hour I said that. This is a real problem because, and we had a gentleman, Rick in Myrtle Beach, who called in, but I kind of broke my mold last week and took some callers, and I am very focused on where I have to go this hour. So we might consider some calls next hour, but not this first hour. Way too much going on. Way too much going on. I've got to cover. And as much good stuff as some of you folks have to say, I don't, it's not that I don't want to hear it, but it will break the focus I need to stay on here. And I think for those of you who know, when I come to fill in for John, I don't normally get the, why is this computer so slow today? My God. That's because I'm in the back room. I'm in the back office today, and when I'm back here, it's all on Wi-Fi, frying my brain. I look at some of the other things going on around the world. The Danish bank. I'm not talking about a piece of dessert you have with your coffee, okay? The Danish bank has launched the world's first negative interest rate. The Jyske Bank, or Jyske, J-Y-S-K, is effectively goers a 0.5% a year to take out the loan. What? That's right. They're going to pay you to borrow money from them. Negative interest rates effectively mean that a bank pays a borrower to take money off their hands. So you basically pay less money than you've been loaned. This is Denmark's third largest bank. They began offering borrowers a 10-year deal at minus 5%. Another Danish bank, Nordea, says it'll begin offering a 20-year fixed rate deal at 0% and a 30-year mortgage for 0.5%. Now, under its negative mortgage, Jyske said borrowers will make a monthly repayment as usual, but the amount still outstanding will be reduced each month by more than the borrowers paid. We don't give you money directly in your hand, but every month your debt is reduced by more than the amount you pay. Which is really funny, because I came across an article yesterday that kind of intimated this. And said if the banks finally get around to doing that in this country, we are in deep trouble. The banks are begging people to borrow money. Of course, the banks are then hoping that they can, you know, repo the property. It is simply insane. And it ain't just going on in this country. It's going on around the world. Here's this guy, Republican Steve King, who says if it weren't for incest and rape, would there be any population left? What kind of sickos are these people? Low interest rates benefit pensioners, not millennials. Millennials and the generation that came after them, forget them. They're lost. They're gone with the wind. They will never, ever have the things that we have had, the things that we have worked our buns off to have and provide for our families. And you know what's funnier? They don't care. Because they've all been led to believe by our modern era brand of politicians that they should be getting it all for free, man. They all believe that they need to, that they should get this stuff free. It's owed to them. Why? Just because you're on this earth? Because you happen to have been born in this country? Or mommy and daddy have promised you everything your whole life? Good God. If this is the way people are thinking, we really are in trouble. I don't think it's a matter of if. It is the way they're thinking. We see it in headlines every single day. The whiners, the moaners, the groaners, the damn crybabies. It's sickening. Absolutely sickening. Everybody wants something for nothing. Well, I guess in a lot of cases, that's what they got with their mommies and daddies. They got something for nothing. Didn't they? Here's another interesting one, and I continue to find reference to this, and I have for the last 6-8 months. Subprime auto loans. Oh, yeah, they're out there pushing them cars. They got to get those cars on the street, but they've made an awful lot of subprimers, new and used. Big trouble. The delinquencies are now at the 2009 level, the biggest 12-month surge since 2010. Oh, but baby, these is the good times. Automakers aren't amused. You see, the industry depends on subprime-rated customers that make up over 21% of total auto loan originators. And without those customers, the wheels would come off the industry. Tightening up lending standards to reduce risk would cause serious damage to the undercarriage. No pun intended. Subprime lending is very profitable until the loans blow up. Because the interest rates can be high, but those subprime auto loans are blowing up at rates not seen since the worst days of the '08 financial crisis. In these, we have been told, these are the good times, baby. Serious auto loan delinquencies, 90 days or more past due, in the second quarter of this year, jumped 47 basis points year over year. It's at 4.64% of all outstanding auto loans and leases. That, according to the New York Fed, just released data yesterday. About the same delinquency rate as in the third quarter of 2009, just months after GM and Chrysler had filed for bankruptcy. Well, we know it happened to Chrysler. They got bought up by Fix It Again, Tony, and oh, Lord. And too much of their stuff's being built in Mexico. Now, Fix It Again, Tony is Fiat, okay? 90 days delinquent. Unbelievable. We are getting close to the peak that we had in 2010. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Took it all away. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My goodness, we are back. I gotta tell you something. I did not understand one word of that song. It's like mumble jumbo. Now, I did recognize a little bit of the tune. It seems to me that Johnny Cash did a remake of that in his closing years. Much better piece. Yeah, Personal Jesus. Johnny Cash did a far superior job of that. You might see if you can find it. Forget the Depeche Modes or Depeche Modes or whatever. Jeff Bennett in for John tonight. And, it would be nice if we could do this on a weekly basis. I don't mind picking up a day. Give me a few hours more notice, though, but whatever. All right, so we're talking about the major problems going on in the automobile industry. Those who are subprime borrowers are in deep doo-doo. But, of course, we're being told, but this time there is no economic crisis. Well, the unemployment rate, the unemployment claims are hovering near multi-decade lows. Employers are griping about how hard it is to hire qualified workers without having to raise wages. So what do? They go out and hire a bunch of illegals. Well, a bunch of illegals got rounded up last week. And, of course, the law will be circumvented because each one of them should spend, you know, the employer should be subject to up to 10 years in prison, $10,000 fine per occurrence, the whole nine yards. So the guy's forced to go out and put help wanted out. And son of a gun, a bunch of blacks and unemployed people within that community came and applied for the jobs. He was shocked. All right, so unlike during the financial crisis, this surge in the delinquency rate ain't been caused by millions of people having lost their jobs. It's not the economy that did it. It's the industry. Total outstanding balances of auto loans and leases in the second quarter jumped by $59 billion from a year ago. It's up to $1.3 trillion. That according to the New York Fed's data. Over the past decade since second quarter 2009, total auto loans and leases outstanding have surged by 76%. My wife's got a loan in her car. It's a car that I personally hate. Mechanically, it's an okay vehicle. But it's the most uncomfortable freaking vehicle I've ever sat in. My first car was a 32 Chevy 5-window coupe. The design was modeled after the Model A. The difference was in that year it had a 6-cylinder. The Model A still had a 4-banger. And I was not that uncomfortable driving that car. Come to think of it, I wasn't uncomfortable driving a deuce and a half across the rice paddies in Nam. This thing's uncomfortable. I can't sit 3 minutes. I'm in pain. All right, so of the $1.3 trillion in auto loans, 4.64%, or a record of $60.2 billion, are 90 days delinquent. But this is not an employment crisis when millions of people lose their jobs and cannot make the payments on their auto loans. What is this chart going to look like when the economy goes to hell? Unemployment surges again. People cannot make their car payments. No one's got an appetite for making projections here. These people are insane. Now, I'm sitting here looking at this 90-day chart. Fourth quarter of 2010, it was, 40-whatever. Now it's 60-some. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. Who winds up holding the bag? Subprime auto loans are not going to cause the large banks to get in trouble. Large banks have been fairly conservative in writing subprime auto loans. But there's captive lenders, Ford Credit, a little bit more aggressive because their job is to promote the company's new vehicle sales. I got the local community newspaper came in today, and Jones Ford has always got the big advertisement on there. Oh, man, can I cut myself a deal if I buy this particular Ford, this big, huge mother of a pickup truck. I mean, this sucker is loaded to the hilt. I can get $9,000 cash back. It's a $64,000 truck. Are you out of your frickin' mind? My God. I'm sorry. There's no vehicle worth that kind of money to me. None. I was looking at a couple of vehicles online today. One of them was a 2010... not a Nissan. It's the higher end Nissan. It's like the Murano, but it's a different model. And I can buy it used with 77,000 miles on it. Bingo, great price. Hey, break time. Be back in a minute. We're going to pick up more on it. There's a lot of news to cover today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Your own personal Jesus.
Yeah.
Someone.
See what
to
I mean?
Hear your prayers.
You can understand the
someone
words.
Who cares.
Johnny Cash sang with your own. So much heart, so much feeling, was unreal. First, it beats Paul Newman singing, I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I have my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car. Cool Hand Luke, 1965. Welcome back. Jeff Bennett in for John Stapmiller tonight. Talking about a range of economic issues, one of them dealing with the subprime auto loans. And it's not good. But this one intrigued me. This is the most aggressive have been specialized lenders, including small shops backed by private equity firms. Larger lenders such as Santander Consumer USA. But They're spreading the risks to investors by packaging their loans into subprime auto loan-backed securities, of which the highest-rated tranches have double or even triple-A ratings. But here's the spooky part. These securities are everywhere, from bond funds in the U.S. to some pension funds in a Scandinavian city. This is exactly what they did with the subprime housing loans some 11, 12 years ago. Oh, yeah. I remember one time trying to help my son and his family acquire short sale homes or foreclosure homes. And it was amazing. Over 90% of those that we landed on with the price range they felt they could afford, their loans had all been sold to a firm in Denmark or Germany. It was the Deutsche Bank, who's now in real deep trouble. And you think about that. They packaged up a percentage of good loans with some crappy loans, and the Deutsche Bank took it in the shorts. Now, when it comes down to automobiles, for investors and lenders, the delinquent loans don't represent total losses. If the default cannot be cured, the lender decides to repo the collateral. And that's easy to do with modern tracking technologies. The lender obtains a used vehicle for which there's a liquid auction market, unlike housing, with wholesale auctions around the country almost every day. Finding a buyer is not usually the problem. But the problem is the difference between the price at auction and the outstanding loan amount. The difference plus expenses is the loss that the lender and the investors, in this case, maybe that little pension fund, take. Could be a 50% loss of loan value. And these soured loans have been piling up over the past 2 years. Lenders become more circumspect. They've tightened up their lending standards. Oh, yeah. And as they tighten up their standards, automakers lose a sale. Subprime rated customers, when they get rejected for a new vehicle loan, are routinely switched to a much cheaper used vehicle that's easier to finance and where the risks for the lender are smaller. Sometimes it happens at the same dealer. Customers happy, they drive off on a nice looking car. Dealers happy because they likely made more money on the used car than they would have made on the new car. Lenders happy because it made a ton on the subprime loan, likely charging a double digit interest rate, and the automaker lost a sale. Duh. And so in this manner, the crisis level delinquencies are impacting new vehicle sales. Deliveries by GM, Ford, and Fiat, and some important, that's Fiat Chrysler, and some important brands down for the fourth year in a row, and for the industry as a whole down for the third year in a row. And yet, these here's the good times, baby. Oh, yeah, good times. I remember that TV show with JJ. Don't you? Yeah. What a song that would be to play when we're doing an economic program. Think about that. Good times. The theme song for that television show with the same name. Let's see what else is cooking here. It just keeps piling up. And I don't know why. My computer is really slow today. Like I say, I'm not on my hard line. This is kind of a neat one. Central banks should consider giving people money. I mean, I would think that in this age of insanity we're living in, nothing would surprise me anymore. But sure enough, there was a headline in the Financial Times the other day that said central banks should consider giving people money. I mean, it almost seems impossible that someone could believe in something so ridiculous. And yet this is the world we're living in today, my friends. The path to prosperity is now based on unelected central bankers conjuring millions of dollars out of nothing. Bankrupt governments issuing bonds with negative yields, as we talked about earlier in the program, means they're being paid to go deeper into debt. And there's more than $13 trillion worth of those negative yielding bonds in the world. If anything makes a compelling case for why people should consider owning gold, this is amongst the reasons we consider it. As we spoke last week, gold, it's a store of value with over 1,000-year track record of withstanding inflation, political crisis, and the big one, monetary stupidity. For nearly 30 years, I've been strongly urging people to buy gold. And over the last year, it's gotten even stronger. Oh, I argue that the supply of gold is declining, yet the demand will increase in large part due to all of this central bank insanity. And that has absolutely been happening. Price of gold is up more than 25% over the last year. And is currently just over $1,500 an ounce. But unlike most other assets like real estate, stocks, bonds, etc., gold is still far from its all-time high. I believe we're going to see plenty of gains ahead. Silver would have to triple from its current level before it reaches its all-time high. But here's the interesting thing. Once every 20, 25 years, when it does this, it seems to go beyond doubling of its previous all-time high. We had an all-time high in gold at 850, and the next big jump went to over 1,900 for just a few minutes, but it got there. So for some reason, they held at that $50 figure. Every summer for the past 8 years, tried to spend a week or so on a vacation with the wife. Last couple of years, it hasn't happened. Too much has been going on. Way too much has been going on. I think gold and silver have got a long way to go. Different ways to invest. But I'm not one to invest in the paper size of gold and silver. Even when it comes to an IRA, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, I'm going to introduce some of you to the Precious Metals IRA program that I've been involved with for nearly 30 years now. And in almost all cases, with the exception of maybe 5 or 6 accounts that I've managed, it's all been with the same trust company. Why? Because they've proven themselves to be so unbelievably reliable and honest. Their fee structure is low. There used to be a company out there called Sterling. They've changed their name. I had some dealings with them I absolutely could not stomach. I did not like the dealings I had with them. I had a couple clients that got raked over the coals. And they came to me and said, can you get us out? We got them out. And we moved it. We had one that had been ripped off so badly by a metals dealer. When I took a look at what they had been set up with, I wanted to vomit. But let's talk a little bit about the metals. What's going on? Gold and silver prices seem to be exceptionally resilient. Gold's over $1,500, over $17 on silver right now, even though yesterday there was a sell-off at the COMEX. Doesn't matter. Turn around and just start bouncing right back on up again. Gold's consolidated just over the $1,500 level, which has now found support after more poor economic data from China and Germany has raised fears of a global recession. And that's what you're going to try to fight. You're going to try to set yourself up so you are not as affected as, say, your next-door neighbor who wound up putting all his money into paper gold or paper silver. I want the real thing. That's what we do at my firm, Morgana Precious Metals. And you know, it's interesting. I got an email from a gentleman today who was interested in buying 500 ounces of silver bullion. Not eagles. He just went, and he says, well, I can go over here to APMEX, and I can do this, and I can do that. Well, I'm already, you know, he sent me the link, so I went to the APMEX site, took a look at it. And there, you know, you can buy the rounds over there for as little as 59 cents over spot. Well, that's pretty dirt cheap. I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't even waste my time. I'm not here to give stuff away, okay? I can't afford to do it. But the reality is when I began to read through it, it was, number one, all secondary market stuff, which means it's a polite word for saying that this is stuff that a number of people have bought elsewhere, and then they've decided to sell it to APMEX because silver moved up or whatever the case may be. They've got a whole mix-mash mixed stuff. You're not buying a box of all the same strike. I've seen too much of that kind of stuff over the years, and I don't like it because, you know, they're all 1 ounce. But the problem you run into is that some of them are thicker. Therefore, they're not as wide as the other ones. And now you get loose Mickey Mouse tubes. You've got this strike, that strike. You might have, you know, 20 coins to a round. You might have 17 different designs in there or three different designs. It's a royal pain in the butt. I don't want the clean stuff. I want it brand new. I don't want to mess around. There's plenty of brand new out there, exceptionally fair prices. If you want to talk about buying a full box of 1 ounce silver rounds, I don't care if it's the Buffaloes or some other design that we can come up with, depending on which supplier we go to, I can probably get you a full box for about $1 to $1.05 over spot right now. If you're talking a full box and that's delivered, something to keep in mind. I haven't even given you spot figures today, have we? Right now, rhodium was up $50 today. What the world? I ask this every time I give a rhodium quote. What do they use rhodium for anyway? Are they building spaceships with this stuff or what? Up $50 today at $3,580. In the last month, rhodium is up almost $800. It's insane. Palladium up $2 today at $1,410 an ounce. Platinum up $2 at a whopping $844. Same problem with platinum. I've never known platinum below gold except these last 7-8 years. It's crazy. Silver currently in the aftermarket is flat at about $1,720. Gold up 40 cents in the aftermarket. We're currently sitting in the generally around still the 15-17 range per ounce. So whether you want to talk about, you know, fractional gold pieces or British sovereigns or Swiss 20 franc pieces, you want 1 ounce gold American Eagles, some Maple Leafs, Vienna Philharmonics, Krugerrands, Mexican Libertads. I love them. Of course, they're heavier than an ounce. Now, you can get fractional size too, but keep in mind, the smaller you go, the more expensive it all gets. So these are the kind of things we need to watch for. All right, let's see what else we got going on. It's time for stocks to play catch-up. can I have that without pickles and get a double load of mustard? Yeah. You begin to see what's going on here? It ain't good, folks. I start to look at the headlines. And if you spend any time at all at MorganaPreciousMetals.com, you'll notice I haven't done any real uploads over there for since the, what, the 6th, the 8th, something like that. One piece I put in there. And I'll tell you why. I'm PO'd. I'm ticked off at what's going on in this country. Much as I said at the opening, from our physical, our spiritual health, the hate, the anger, the political garbage that's going on. It's appalling to me. Absolutely appalling, and as it should be to you. You tune into these programs every day to see what somebody has to talk about. And we bounce around. I typically am only on the network for 2 hours a week, an hour in the morning or around noon on Tuesday, again on Thursday. I didn't expect to be on at all today, but John needed has some business to care for. Asked if I'd taken it. God, this thing is moving slower than molasses. Why is this doing this? Man, oh man, a Shevitz. I'm closing that tab. Forget this nonsense. You got to bear with me so I can get to something else here. Please, let me get there. Let's go see what this guy's got. Most of the rest of these guys are a pain in the butt. The poop hits the fan. He's got to be on vacation because he hasn't posted anything new in almost 2 weeks. But I can't complain because I haven't posted much of anything for a while either. I got a lot going on. I got family issues going on. I've got clients I've been trying to take care of and try to do some business. And physically, I'm worn down. The question is posed, will the precious metals rally continue through the summer? I believe it is. Because we're sitting on the edge. We're on the precipice of everything. Look, since I've been on with you last Thursday, we had this miraculous death in prison of Epstein. Strangely enough, one day after some interesting reports began to come out, you know, what's good for the guy who was goosing the ganders and the ganderettes came back to haunt him, maybe. Or maybe it's all BS and they just hit him somewhere, you know? Well, we got a break here. Stick around. We'll be back in a minute.
Keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs,
good times.
Good times,
scratching and surviving.
Good times,
hanging in a jar.
Good times, ain't we lucky we got 'em? Good times.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I've got a plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car. Comes in colors pink and pleasant, glows in the dark cause it's iridescent. Take it with you when you travel far.
What get we've got here?
A sweet Madonna dressed in rhinestone satin.
Oh, yes. Plastic Jesus. I love working with a producer where I just happen to drop something out of conversation and he picks up on it and runs for it. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it much. Some of the headlines looking at, will the precious metals rally continue through the summer? I believe it will, because there's too much global insanity going on. My God, look what's going on in, where is it, Hong Kong right now or South Korea, some darn place? When you've got the people over there that are whining and moaning and groaning about the government garbage, and they're protesting, and they're carrying American flags singing our national anthem. And yet we got the likes of Kaepernick and the rest of his idiots that get down upon their skinny knees and fiddle with their, well, never mind. So while the gold and silver prices have broken out higher, metals investors are wondering if the rally will continue throughout the rest of the summer. Beginning of June, my kids are out of school. Gold is going up $250 in 2 months. Silver's gone up $3. Gold's now trading at above $1,500 for the first time since 2013. We've already discussed where silver's at. And these metals are setting up for bigger moves and higher, and they're going to go. Big moves. The unfortunate thing is, for the average guy who's doing it, they're not buying physical. Or they're not, you know, real movers and shakers. They don't fully understand the historical reasons for owning these barbaric metals. They continue to buy it on the COMEX. They're putting up their money to buy paper gold. Think that they're actually buying ounces. They're buying ounces on paper. When you call us and you make a purchase, you're not buying on paper. You're getting the goods. Now, we've had a couple of circumstances where shipments were delayed for a few additional days than I would like. But there were reasons for it, and we're cool. Everything's on the way. Paul Craig Roberts says, gold over life. Literally. Here's another interesting one. Paul Craig Roberts says, like Epstein, Julian Assange will never make it to trial. Both individuals having the goods on way too many people. Epstein had it on the sexual. You know, Epstein had a picture of Bill Clinton in a blue dress. I wonder if it had stains on it. He kept it like Monica did. Hey, we'll be back in a couple of minutes for the second hour. Jeff Bennett here. Almost having too much fun today. Stay with us. Have I shocked you? I hope so.
We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.